Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
What's a news story? Ben, do you have any news stories for us?
I have a couple of news stories. Do you guys want to do some news stories?
Sure, why don't we do that, and me and Chris will just sit back and kind of make comments about them.
Is Chris in the room?
I'm right here, you gay rod.
Okay, you know how Best Buy, they post ads on their websites?
Yep.
Recently, they featured a 52-inch Samsung flat-screen TV, but they incorrectly listed it for only $9.99.
Wait a minute, is that legal?
Well, it was a pricing error, according to the website, and the correct price of $1,799.99 was added to the website by early afternoon. And apparently Best Buy says orders placed with
Boy,
the incorrect...
that's interesting.
And Best Buy, apparently all the orders that are placed with the incorrect price will be canceled and customers will receive refunds. But my question is, do you think they should get it for that price?
No.
Or accept the refunds?
Not really. I don't think they should get it for that price. A part of me wants to say that I think they should get it for that price, but at the same time, that's just, I mean, obviously it's just some stupid mistake. Chris, what do you think?
I don't have a strong opinion either way.
Interesting. What do you think? I mean, it depends on how many people ordered it. If like three people capitalized on it and saw it, then I think, yeah, Best Buy should like recognize that they were on their site and paying close attention, and then they should give them the TV. But if it's
if it's going to put them at
a significant loss, then no, I don't think so.
Well, I wouldn't think it would be a significant
Best Buy can eat hot sheep for all I care.
But everything there is so overpriced anyways that they make a ton of profit. I just think that it would be like a good advertising campaign, and maybe it would increase traffic to their website if they did grant it.
Ooh, that's
what I mean? Even if they did take a little bit of a hit, and then maybe they could, they'll start paying attention to what they put on their website, but... You know, maybe they'll say, hey, we'll honor anything that's on our website. And maybe that would increase traffic and get people to go there and really scour the ads to look for pricing errors or something like that.
No, that's true.
What do you think, Chris?
That's a good point, Ben.
So you guys want some sports news?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. So I'm sure you've heard, you're a sports fan, Danny. I don't know if Chris has heard yet, but Michael Vick signed a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles with the team option for a second year yesterday. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
And I'm sure you guys know that Vick spent 21 months in prison after he had a dogfighting ring and he had executed approximately 8 dogs in ways that included hanging and drowning at his Virginia home. What do you guys think? Do you think that he should still be... allowed to play?
Play football?
Yeah. Or are you surprised that a team would sign him so quickly?
I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this. Well, Chris, what do you think?
Well, I feel that the man has served his sentence, and in this country, after a man serves his sentence, he should be able to re-enter society and be accepted with open arms.
Whoa, with open arms?
Yeah, wow, Chris. But, I mean, he killed dogs. Doesn't that, like... You should, society should accept him, but like, what if someone raped your kid? Would you then, if he served his time, accept him with open arms?
Yes, I would, because I believe we are all brothers.
All right.
At least all black people are brothers, but let me say this.
Okay.
My point is that he killed up to 8 dogs by hanging them and drowning them. We're not talking about like a bullet to the head or something that would be quick and painless. But let me read a quote. You guys want to hear a quote from Michael Vick?
Sure.
Yes, please.
Okay, Vic
yes,
said...
Yes, please.
Vic said, I know I've done some terrible things, made a horrible mistake. Now I want to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem.
Well, you know, obviously he's gone through intensive media training. But I also think people can change and see the error in their ways.
He probably didn't even write that anyway.
God bless him.
But here's the problem that I have with this little quote. I hate when people say or do something like Michael Vick did, and they say that they made a mistake.
Right.
Like to me, a mistake is like if you're trying to squeeze out a fart and you accidentally shit your pants,
or you forget to carry the one.
Yeah, I mean, a mistake is something that to me is like a spur of the moment, like a lapse in judgment. Like to me, if you have a dogfighting ring for months and months that you're making money off of, and you're drowning dogs and you're hanging dogs, is that really a mistake?
Right. You can't have a mistake for a year straight.
Exactly.
Does your respect for the NFL team, the Eagles, go down because of this decision?
Not really. I mean, Michael Vick's a great football player, and I think he's going to be a threat in the backfield.
Well, I've kind of accepted years ago that sports teams are going to do whatever it takes to win. They don't care about controversy. They don't. If you can help them win, it doesn't matter.
There's guys in the league that
have killed people.
Yeah, have killed people. And those are people, not animals.
Perhaps Michael Vick should be sent back down to the Negro Leagues until he learns to be humble.
I don't think those exist anymore, Chris.
Yeah, I don't think there's like a Negro Leagues minor league football.
What about the Browns?
But do you think he should be sent down, Chris? I mean, honestly, this is stop the bit. Like, answer sincerely.
I hate Michael Vick. I'm serious. He is a butt fucker. I sound like the guy from No Country for Old Men.
Which guy? Tommy Lee Jones?
The guy who killed everybody.
He kind of sounds like a Canadian robot, because when he said sorry, he said sorry.
Yeah.
This podcast is so fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. I'm having a good time. I like just hanging out on a Friday night podcasting with you guys.
This is our
I love you both so much.
This is our first ever Friday night podcast, I believe.
Yeah, this is TGIF right here.
The new fall lineup.
Yes, I love you guys.
Is there a new TGIF? Does that exist anymore?
I don't think so. It's a restaurant now.
I'm in a circle with all my heart.
Took me a while. I thought you said something about a circle.
Yeah, what did he say?
I miss Urkel with all my heart.
Oh, I thought he said in a circle with all my heart. Go, I don't get that. Wouldn't that be funny if the TGI Fridays restaurant was really, like they had menu items inspired by the original TGIF lineup?
Did I do that? Remember.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't. They could have like, what would be some platters?
The full house would be just like one of everything.
Yeah, that would be like the appetizer platter.
Yeah, the appetizer platter would be the full house.
Got any cheese? Do you remember Big Carl? He hated Durkel.
I think everybody in that family hated Urkel.
Did he ever end up dating Laura, or was that Stefana that dated Laura?
Not me. I loved him.
What What was your favorite show on TGIF, Chris?
Perfect Strangers was the best. I used to jack off while watching.
To who, Balky?
Yeah, which... or was?
I'm not telling.
Was Perfect Strangers even in the TGIF lineup? I thought that was like a weekday show.
All right, I'll tell you. It was Cousin Larry. Don't be ridiculous.
Do you guys remember the show Dinosaurs?
I was just going to bring that up.
Not the Mama.
That's right, Not the Mama. Did you guys used to have a crush on, like, almost everyone on Step by Step?
Yeah, I liked the sister, Al. Is that what her name was?
Yeah, she was like a tomboy.
Yeah, she was cute.
Patrick Duffy.
That's right.
Patrick Duffy was the hottest one?
Yeah, it was. I don't think that was her name. That was the main guy from the show, I think.
He must have worked out constantly.
I didn't like the oldest girl, the blonde girl, but I have to admit, I liked the other girl on it. What was it? Wasn't there another guy on there, like Cody? Didn't he have a catch line?
Cody got arrested in real life for beating up his wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember.
Cody was a badass.
Do you guys want to hear the original TGIF lineup?
No.
I do.
Okay. It was Perfect Strangers, followed by Full House, with Mr. Belvedere and Just the Ten of Us.
Mr. Belvedere, I don't even remember that show.
Yeah, you do.
I swear to God, I don't. I loved Full House. I think Full House was, like, probably my favorite show.
Whatever happened to predictability? Just kidding.
Do you remember the show Sister Sister?
Definitely. That was one of the worst shows of all time.
It only lasted the spring and fall.
That show sucked shit. That was so bad.
Remember, it also started Boy Meets World. You remember that show?
Yeah, I like that show.
And
they should have called it...
Jeez, I think that's a little bit harsh.
Holy moly.
I don't know if ABC would have got away with that.
I know, I was just kidding.
Chris, you remember the Hughleys? Wasn't that, what was that guy's name?
D.L. Hughley?
Right.
D.L. Ugly.
Did you know at one time TGIF had a show called Complete Savages?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, how did I never hear about this?
It focused on a single dad named Nick Savage. And he tried to raise his unruly sons, Jack Savage, Chris Savage, Sam Savage, Kyle, and TJ Savage.
That sounds so stupid.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a great show.
It says that his five sons are constantly stirring up trouble and creating unpredictable circumstances for the entire family to resolve in one way or the other.
They sound like a big bunch of faggots.
You know what I thought would be fun?
What?
Because I know Chris is really good at remembering TV theme songs. Maybe we could see if he could sing all the lyrics to, like, Full House or Step by Step or Family Matters or something.
That's a good idea. What song? How about, let's do Full House.
Okay, fuck face, I accept. Whatever happened to predictability, the milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. You miss your old familiar friends waiting just around the bend. Everywhere you look, there is a heart, there is a heart. A hand to hold on to. Everywhere you look, there is a face. There is a face of somebody who needs you. When you are lost out there and you're all alone, a night is waiting to carry you home. Dot everywhere you look. Bad da 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 da.
I think you might have screwed up the end there, because it's like doopity bop and bot out. You might have mispronounced that. Doopity bop, doopity bop and bot out. Bot out.
When you are lost out there and you're all alone, a night is waiting to carry you home. Everywhere you look. Ba doopity dop da dow 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 a doopity bop and bot out. Okay, guys, let's get serious.
Right. You have something you want to talk about?
Danny, I have never had the opportunity to interview you.
Well, that's a good idea. Ben, can Ben help also, or should it just be you interviewing?
I'm so interested in both you and Ben's inner thoughts and feelings.
Well, let's get to it. I'm an open book. You know me. I'll tell you guys anything.
Danny, have you ever been in love?
Of course. You know that.
With
He's
a man.
Currently in it.
Well, no, not a romantic love. I love my father. Like the Bible tells me I should.
That's gross. Who do you love?
I love Tanya.
That's nice.
Yeah?
I am happy for you.
Thanks, buddy.
And for Tanya. She is really lucky to have you.
Thank you. That's nice of you to say.
Just kidding, she is making a huge mistake. No, I am playing. You are awesome.
You're really messing with my emotions here.
Yeah, going back and forth.
Ben, you were recently married. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. You were there.
That's right. I remember.
You must have had a really good time then, if you can't even remember.
He said he
can't. Or just now remembered. That's when you know you had a kick-ass time.
You are so in love with your bride, from what I have heard.
Who are you talking to, and what have you heard?
I am talking to your heart. And the heart won't lie.
The heart never lies. It can't. That's actually a scientific fact.
Shut up, faggot.
Sorry.
Just kidding. Do you guys believe in God?
I don't.
I strongly do not.
What about you?
I have heard that Jesus loves you.
Did you hear that from a bumper sticker?
I think it's all horse sheet. But I love you instead.
Instead of Jesus, you love us?
Yes.
Ben, how's married life? Do you like it so far?
Yeah, it's...
Ben,
yeah,
is the intercourse better now that you have bought the cow?
Well, as a man strong to my beliefs, I never had intercourse before marriage. Chris, you know that. And that's no bullshit.
You are lying. You son of a bitch.
I think he was just joking, not lying.
I know. And I was joking too. I'm sorry.
You're very apologetic tonight. I'm just joking with you, Chris. You don't have to apologize for everything. It's not a big deal.
I know. I'm sorry.
I had a feeling that was coming.
I love you both.
I love you too.
You are queer.
What's the best part of married life, Ben?
I bet it's the free intercourse.
The free, like,
you had to pay before.
Did she charge me before? What were the rates?
Oh, I don't know. I don't pay either.
Well, that sounds like you really do pay. Sounds like you're just trying to cover it up.
Of course I don't. That's because it's illegal and pathetic.
So you're telling me you've never paid for sex your entire life?
I get it for free. Anytime I want.
From who?
All kinds of women.
What do you mean, like all different races or ages or...
Price ranges?
Really fine ones.
I haven't heard a guy call a girl fine in a long time.
I'd say about 8th grade.
Damn, she's fine.
They always have the best curbs.
Curbs?
Chris, who's the hottest woman you've ever been with? Do you have like a memory of a specific one?
Oh boy. I don't remember. I only fuck tents.
Tents? Like you go camping?
Or tens, like perfect tens.
Just kidding, I fuck 11s.
Tell us a story about your... What about your the first time? How old were you the first time you had sex?
11. And she was an 11.
All right. And what was it like? Do you remember it?
Yes.
You want to tell us about it? Or
It was really good.
It's like you told us a secret.
I love pussy. That's why I always get so much of it.
What's your favorite part of the female body?
The pussy. Man.
What about, what's your second favorite part?
The butthole. I like a woman with a good personality. And a tight butthole.
What's the most women you've ever been with at one time?
Oh God, that would be a lot.
You don't remember how many?
About 11. They were all 11.
Hopefully you were pretty young at the time. You mean they were all 11s or they were all actually 11?
Oh, I mean they were 11s, of course. When I get married, I am going to tell my wife, when you get to be 22, I will trade you in for 2 11s. That's my little joke.
I like that you made yourself laugh. Chris, do you want to interview Ben? We could do that. You could ask him about marriage or just general advice. Ben's a pretty wise guy. He's Asian. Asian people are wise.
Yeah.
Yes, Ben, there are many things about you that I've always wanted to know.
Such as?
Well, first of all, I deeply respect you and honor our friendship.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Is it true that you once bowled a perfect game in bowling?
That is not true. I wish it was. I used to bowl quite a bit.
Didn't your aunt own like a bowling alley or something, Ben?
My grandparents worked at a bowling alley, they didn't own it or anything, so I got to bowl quite a bit for free when I was younger.
Okay. Finally, that has been cleared up.
I know that's been bugging Chris for years.
I don't know why he didn't just come right out and
ask. Now, I really want to know, how was your wife in the sack?
Yeah.
Listen. Well, I want to be a gentleman about it, but I would say that she's dynamite, and I don't want to give further details.
I am sorry if I disrespected your marriage.
That's all right. You didn't disrespect it.
Now, I was wondering if you and your wife let your two cats watch while you make love.
Wow, that's a good question.
Wait, what was, ask that again?
He asked you if you let your wife, I mean, if you and your wife let your two cats watch while you make love. What are your cats' names again?
Stanley and Julius.
Yeah, do you let them watch while you make love?
Well, we don't, like, shut them in the room with us and bring in, like, the litter box and a water dish or anything, but, I mean, we don't kick them out either. I don't know. I guess if they're in there and they're interested, they're free to hang out, but most of the time, I think they would just rather do their own thing.
I think that is really sexy.
It's sexy to have cats watch you?
Now, I want to ask you, do your two cats allow you and your wife to watch them while they make love?
They're brother and sister. They don't make love. And plus, both of them have been, one has been spayed and one has been neutered, so they don't really have the desire to want to make love.
I think that's really sexy.
I really had a strong feeling that's what you were going to say.
You think that's sexy that they've had their genitals removed?
No, I think he means that they would allow. I don't know what he's talking about. Chris, what happened to your voice? It sounds weird. It just sounds different. Have you noticed that, Ben?
Yeah, I thought he had a cold. Maybe I thought his laryngitis was acting
Maybe
up again.
That's what it is. I think that's what it
I
is.
I lost my voice earlier.
Well, that clears that up.
Yes, it does.
Well, keep the interview going. This is interesting because I'm finding out a lot of new things about Ben that I never
read. Ben, I have always wanted to know something. It must have been hard for you to grow up with yellow skin in a white world. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Ben, that's a pretty... I mean, you phrased that a little bit insensitively, Chris. But, I mean, Ben was pretty much the only Asian kid in our town.
Well, I was just kidding.
Well, the weird thing for me was I'm half Japanese and half white, so it's like I wouldn't fit in with the Japanese crowd, but I wouldn't fit in with the white crowd either, so I'm kind of an outcast.
That's so true.
Not that there was a Japanese crowd in our town.
But I'm just saying, if there was, they probably wouldn't accept me because I would be too white, and then the white crowd wouldn't accept me because I would be too Jap.
I accept you. With all my heart. Even though you are a half-breed. Ben, I have always wondered something about you. I have always wondered if you ever had anything that you wanted to know about me.
Is there anything that I want to know about Chris?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, here's something that I want to know about Chris. I want to know if someday, if he plans on... if he sees himself as the type of guy that would get married and have a family.
No, Ben. I am married to the road. And my suitcase is my mistress.
So you don't ever want to have kids or anything?
A cowboy lives a different kind of life. We are a dying breed.
Since when are you a cowboy?
Yeah, I've never seen you wear spurs.
And also, do cowboys have suitcases? I thought... That seems like you're mixing up your analogies here.
It's a cowboy suitcase.
I'm not sure I know what a cowboy suitcase is.
Snake skin leather.
I guess that would be what I would imagine a cowboy suitcase would look like.
Wouldn't it just be snake skin? Because
yeah.
Leather comes from cows.
Right.
Or does he mean that it's like...
It's a synthetic, like it's a mix of them.
Or it has like a leather trim, but it's predominantly snake skin?
Could be. Yeah, they make a lot of different...
Don't kinds. Fuck with me, Padre.
I find it hard to believe that Chris wouldn't want to be a father.
Yeah, do
you think... I think any kid in the world would be pretty blessed to have Chris as a dad.
Who says I'm not?
Well, I guess I would want you to be a father that was around in your kid's life. So if you are a father, I think you're a shitty one.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome, buddy.
What about adopting? Have you ever thought about adopting kids? Like, would you consider that?
If I were to adopt, I would adopt a highway, because I'm married to the road.
This is really funny. Seems like we wrote that.
And my suitcase is my mistress.
Right. Yeah, we got that.
Have we asked Chris if he has ever been in love?
Yeah, Chris, have you ever been
in love? Oh, yes. Many times.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us that you love us.
I have been in love with many beautiful sunsets and open roads.
I don't really think that's being in love. You can love that, but an inanimate object you can't be in love with.
Plus, I love both of you. Of course.
But again, this is not in love. That's a different type of love that Ben's talking about.
Yeah, it's not romantic.
You are my best friends.
Thank you very much. Again, but you don't love... I mean, I guess you love your best friends, but it's different.
But I am married to the road.
And your suitcase is your mistress,
right,
we know.
We got it.
In case you had forgotten.
No, we hadn't. Let me see. Can I ask some questions?
Yeah.
All right.
No. Just kidding.
Holy cow. All right. I don't even know what kind of questions I want to ask.
Actually, I was pulling on your leg.
Pulling on it?
I have a girlfriend, and if you want, you can talk to her.
Okay.
I have to go now. Her name is Jennifer.
All right.
Hi, my name is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, you sound sexy.
Well, I am.
Yeah, that's a lovely voice.
I am the best at sex.
Chris is a lucky man in that case.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he is. I give him blowjobs.
Just one?
She said blowjobs, plural.
Oh, I thought it was just blowjob. I thought Jennifer was an Asian.
No, lots and lots of them.
Here's a question. Does Chris have a big penis? I've always wondered that. Like, is he...
Oh, I've wondered that, too.
Oh, my God, yes.
How big are we talking here?
It's the biggest one.
Jennifer sounds pretty petite. I wonder if it's ever painful for her to make love with Chris.
Oh, fuck yeah. But it's a good kind of hurt.
What kind of positions do you guys...
Like my favorite John Cougar Mellencamp song.
Hurt well, so good.
You guys have a little bit of an accent there, but I like the cougar too. Wait, what's that noise? Is that you, Ben?
Yeah, sorry.
That's my pussy getting wet.
It sounds like the readjusting of headphones.
Yeah, that's a weird sound.
Yeah, you might want to go see a gynecologist.
I know. My pussy is fucked up. Because of Chris's big dick.
I had a feeling that was coming next.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, go for it.
I know Chris has had girlfriends in the past that like the kinky stuff, you know, like the dirty talk and the choking and stuff like that. I was just wondering if maybe Jennifer's into the choking and all that stuff too.
I'm so fucking kinky. It's ridiculous.
I could just do this for hours.
My pussy is fucked up.
Yeah, you told us that.
Yeah, how is it?
But you don't know how fucked up.
Well, can you explain it, or you want to show us? Well, Ben can't see, but you can
show
me.
Yeah, Danny can give me the play-by-play.
Yeah.
It's like the fucking Grand Canyon.
That's not really fucked up. That's just deep.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful.
Yeah,
people travel from miles around just to see the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm. And they canoe through it.
Chris is an unselfish lover.
How so?
He's unselfish?
Yeah, he's unselfish. How so?
He eats pussy like a starving Ethiopian.
God damn, that's pretty unselfish. That's a commitment to your craft.
That's what I'm saying.
Holy moly. Do you have any, what do you do for a living?
Chris provides for me, but he's not a punk or anything.
He's not a punk?
Like, he's not a punk, he provides for her.
Oh, I see.
He's not a bitch.
And he's not a bitch.
Thanks for clearing that up. So you don't need to work, is what you're saying. You're taken care of.
No. He puts food on the table. And meat in my throat. Ha ha ha.
A little joke there. Pretty good.
I'm far from joking.
So let me ask you something. Do you and Chris ever do any swinging? Like, do you have, you guys ever bring anyone else into the bedroom or use, like, I don't know, toys or something?
I swing off his nuts.
Like, literally?
No, that is a figure of speech. I'm whipped.
You're whipped, I get it. But do you guys... You never really answered my question. You just used a figure of speech.
I bring other girls home for him all the time. But most of the time, he already had girls there with him. I don't mind, though, cause I'm not a bitch.
Well, that is very unselfish. It sounds like you're an unselfish lover as well, like Chris.
I love him.
That is sweet.
What's your favorite thing about Chris, though, other than just the sex?
He is a cowboy.
Yeah, well, how did you guys meet? Can I ask you that?
We met on the road. Chris was married to it at the time.
So he left the road for you? I guess?
No, she eat face, that was just an expression.
Well, I heard a rumor that Chris met Jen on Craigslist Casual Encounters. At least that's what Chris told me.
Yeah.
That's a fucking lie.
Well, why would Chris tell us that?
Yeah, Chris...
I specifically remember him telling us that.
It's true, I was there.
He was only joking, I'm sure. Ha 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 ha.
No, he showed us the ad and everything.
Yeah.
He printed it out and has it in a little frame.
He is so funny. Ha 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 ha.
Seriously, he's not joking.
I can't wait to blow him soon.
Well, all right, Jen. Do you have any stories about Chris?
One time I introduced Chris to my mom. He fucked her. I didn't mind, though, because I am not a bitch.
Ben, do you have any questions for Jen? Any more questions?
What's the most romantic thing that Chris has ever done for you? Because he seems like he'd be a romantic guy.
He but fucked my sister and let me watch.
That was romantic?
He brought me flowers and then he fisted me.
Man, that is romantic.
The flowers part seems more romantic.
I don't know, fisting's pretty romantic.
He surprised me by posting the whole thing online.
That's pretty romantic.
Then he emailed it to my boss as a funny joke. Ha 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 ha.
I thought you didn't have a job. You told us Chris provided for you.
Not anymore. Ha 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 ha.
After. Well, what was your job at the time? See, that's all what I was really trying to find out was what kind of work you were into.
I'd rather not say.
Can you give us a general idea of what you did? Like what line of work you were in?
No.
Okay. I guess we'll leave that one alone.
I have to go now. I am getting so horny.
Okay, well, I guess we can get Chris to come back in.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you. I'll see you again soon, I'm sure.
Hi, guys, I'm back.
Hey, Chris. Wow, you got that wonderful girl there.
I know. I love her.
Well, she says she loves you, too.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have something special. Mm-hmm.
Just kidding, I am using her for free pussy.
Again with the free.
Yeah. You must have been charged in the past.
That's what I'm saying. It really seems like the way you keep bringing up free.
Weebles.
What the?
Weebles?
Yam Chris Romanian mistress.
What the fuck is happening?
Chris has the biggest dick in the world.
Why is this happening?
Hi guys, sorry about that.
What was that?
That was my Romanian bitch.
Romanian bitch.
She speaks fucked up English.
I did. That really didn't sound like English at all, I gotta tell you.
But she just wanted to talk about my dick. Like usual.
Who could blame her?
Do you speak Romanian? Could you understand what she was saying?
No. I speak the universal language of donkey dick.
Thank you.